For almost 40 years, an annual prelude to the holiday season has been the release of the Worst Toys List by the Boston-based group World Against Toys Causing Harm, or WATCH. The list was the brainchild of a charismatic Boston attorney, Edward Swartz, who died over the weekend at the age of 76. His son and law partner, James Swartz, now carries on the effort. Last year's list included toys by a few big-name toy makers, including a Batman action figure by Hasbro with dangerously sharp and pointy ears. But most of the toys were relatively obscure toys by small companies. James Swartz takes that as a sign that the four decades of pressure his father put on the toy industry worked.
No question, things have gotten better. You know, at the time, in the early 60s, late 70s, there were no regulations whatsoever. There wasn't even a discussion about toy safety until my dad really instituted the discussion, and so there was an awareness, and that was something that was very important, I think, to establish. You know, there were things at the time like bows and arrows, literally bows and arrows sold on toy shelves, dolls with pins in the hair, things like that. So there was really no awareness. Now, obviously, the CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, exists. There are regulations that have been implemented. Some testing exists.
Now, your dad wasn't above a little drama. I understand that once in a news conference in the late 90s, he actually sprayed a toy industry executive with a bunch of foam that came out of a Spider-Man gun.
That's true. He certainly had a knack for bringing, as you say, some drama to a lot of the activities. But you know what? There were important messages he had to make, and he knew that in order to get the word out, sometimes a little creativity was in order.
And now in recent years, you've been doing those press conferences.
We have the Wally foam rocket and the Hazard. Another projectile, potential for serious eye injury. And the
now, you of course know that your dad had his critics. There were some people that say he was looking to make a name for himself, that he was hoping to pick up some cases along the way. Was there an element to that, sort of trolling for cases as well?
Here's what I would say about that. When he started out early in his legal career, when he established himself as a brilliant scholar, finishing number one in his class at BU and receiving a number of scholarships and a number of offers to major law firms at the time, he turned down those lucrative offers to enter a field, product liability, which actually didn't even exist at the time. He had not a nickel to his name, didn't even know if he could make another nickel, doing what he loved to do and what he was passionate about. So that's where all of this started, and I think that's something important for people to realize.
I should also note that in many ways, your dad was a classic rags-to-riches tale. Born in Winthrop, raised in Chelsea, ended up in Chestnut Hill. As you said, number one in his class at BU Law. I believe he was editor of the Law Review. He was quite a success story in terms of his roots to where he landed.
He was. He was the first person in our family to go to college, which he had to pay for or earn scholarships for. He came up with creative ways to try to make money to pay for school, like renting pillows on trains in the Northeast routes. What he had was a brilliant mind and a drive and determination that I've never seen before and maybe never will see in anyone again.
And now, James Swartz, you, his son, and his daughter Joan continue his work in large degree. Can you give us a preview of what's on the 2010 10 Worst Toys list, assuming you know yet?
Yeah, we cannot, but we are certain to be carrying on that legacy, and we'll be working hard, very hard, to make that happen this year.
James Swartz, son of Edward Swartz, a Boston lawyer who died over the weekend after a long history as a product safety advocate and trial attorney, thanks for coming on Radio Boston.
My very sincere pleasure.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions for The Angle at Boston.com. If you have thoughts about the show, compliments, criticisms, anything, you can always post a comment on our website, WBUR.org/Boston, or email us at radioboston@WBUR.org. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for Radio Boston.